The KGOU AM News Brief podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Support KGOU during our spring fundraiser. Click the donate button at kgou.org. And thanks. The Greater Oklahoma City Chamber has signed a trade agreement with one of Taiwan's largest organizations, and the National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman receives three new mobile radars. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Nick Daniels. The Greater Oklahoma City Chamber has signed a trade agreement with one of Taiwan's largest business organizations. KGOU's Tegan Smith has details.
The Chamber signed a Memorandum of Understanding Monday with the Importers and Exporters Association of Taipei, known as IEAT. The agreement establishes a framework for business collaboration between the Oklahoma City region and Taiwanese companies. Under the agreement, the two organizations will work to promote trade, exchange business delegations, share market information, and expand opportunities for small and medium-sized businesses to access international markets. IEAT has signed similar agreements with Chambers of Commerce and Economic Development organizations in major markets around the world. Chamber President and CEO Christy Gillenwater and IEAT's Chairman of American Affairs Michael Sung signed the agreement at the Chamber's offices in downtown Oklahoma City. I'm Tegan Smith.
The National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman received three new mobile radars Monday. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration provided the radars to help researchers track and study severe weather. Scientists say the new technology works faster and smarter to collect data and will improve weather forecasting and warnings. Each radar costs about $1.5 million. San Francisco company Beal Infrastructure has canceled its plan to build a data center in Coweta, known as Project Atlas. The company said it wants to focus on community-first development, but gave no specific reason for leaving. Coweta officials confirmed the decision without further comment to the Tulsa World newspaper. Beal is still working on other projects in Oklahoma, including one near Owosso and another planned in Claremore. The decision comes as data centers face growing support and opposition across the country. The Coweta project would have covered about 285 acres. It was advertised as bringing millions of dollars each year to local schools and city services. Oklahoma City is hosting two events for the 2028 Summer Games. Most Oklahomans are probably familiar with softball, but what about canoe slalom? Grayson Wheeler watched a canoe slalom contest at OKC's Riversport this weekend and has this report.
Among the dozens of competitors at the International Canoe Federation's world ranking races was Casey Eichfield, American canoeist and four-time Olympian. Before he heads down the hill of whitewater, he explains the pairs of red or green poles hanging above the course.
The green and white ones we go downstream with the current through, the red ones we go upstream through, and you'll see those more on the sides of the river. And so fastest time wins.
Eichfield says this weekend's event gave Oklahoma City residents a taste of international competition and gave international competitors a taste of OKC.
It falls really well into kind of the like stereotypical idea of what America is. And they're all excited to rent big trucks and to go to shooting ranges and to try barbecue.
Many will be back at Riversport in July for the World Championships. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at kgou.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.